Hey, y'all. Welcome to, why is that going on? All right. Welcome to my podcast, Top Game Music. I am your host, Ty Mitch. I woke up this morning. I walked the dog. I'm house sitting for my godmother. I walked the dog and I am now on my way to mail off some of my underwear to a customer. Shameless plug, shop Mitchie right now. I sell underwear. I do a lot of entrepreneur things if you haven't already indulged yourself in my escapades. However, the reason that I'm here today is because I know you guys have heard of this debacle with the baby and everything. If you haven't, then you have no social media presence whatsoever. But if you haven't heard, I'll just play you a snippet right here about what he said.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking nigga dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights
Let's
in the air.
Let's be real about this shit.
Yeah, keep it fucking real.
Some of y'all niggas suspect as a motherfucker. Let's be real.
Okay, yeah, so that's what he said on the Rolling Loud stage, and social media went into an uproar about his ignorance and his homophobic slurs and just toxic, I would say, businessman behavior. But if you are a businessman, you don't behave in such manner. Nonetheless, most of the industry behaves like Jonathan. I almost called him by his name. But like Jonathan Kirk. Jonathan. So I want to call you. Let me call Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello. We are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Yeah. I want to know if you have seen the Spotify top 200 list of songs most listened to this morning. I'm about to tell you what it says. So, I looked it up because I was wondering how you were doing, because I've been calling and you haven't been answering my phone call. So I'm leaving you this message, Jonathan. I want to know, have you done your homework? Because the top 200 of Spotify most listened to songs, number 3 is Lil Nas and number 7 is Lil Nas. And I was wondering where any of your songs were in the top 10 of the top 200 on Spotify. I will further hurry up and ask you this question before they cut off the automated voice message and that I'm leaving you. Okay? I want to know, why do you have 51 million listen to monthly followers and Lil Nas has 52? So I want to know where you at. And you can say whatever you want, that Lil Nas is not a rapper and he shouldn't be compared to the baby because he's a pop icon and da-da-da-da. And I don't give a fuck. Lil Nas could play the ukulele for all I motherfucker care. He's doing numbers more than you. And what you don't and what you fail to realize is that now he is a formula for success, you idiot. So you just set him up for a formula. Now, guess what's going to happen? Everybody's going to want Lil Nas X on their song because that is the formula for success. See, you try to erase and belittle and ostracize a certain demographic with, in all actuality, we are the formula. Gay people have been the formula. Our LGBT community has been the formula for a long time. You girls would not have their hair done. You freaking fashion Nova girls wouldn't have shit done. We're doing your makeup. We're doing your hair. We're doing all those things for y'all. We writing your music. But y'all tried to keep us in the background. but no longer will we be silenced. Top Gay Music. No longer will we be silenced. This ain't about Jonathan. This is Jonathan there. Oh, I forgot I was leaving him the motherfucking voicemail. Jonathan, they about to cut me off in the motherfucking voicemail. Let me tell you something. Y'all go ahead and do y'all little research, but let me tell you what the bird's eye view is. Jonathan ain't the only one that feels like this. This is in the shadows of the music industry. But get this. God sees all. And justice is in his hands. We are on the rise whether you like it or not. You better move the fuck over or get trampled over. Because let me tell you something, Jonathan. You work for the public. You don't know who you offended. And let me tell you something. You not only offended the LGBT community, you offended everybody. You don't know who you could have offended. You thought you was just talking to the LGBT community plus community, and you was talking to those alike and those who have friends part of the community. Because anybody with some motherfucking common sense know you ain't had no fucking business bringing your black ass up on that stage and saying that shit that you was saying. I don't give a fuck if you was talking about a dog or a rainbow pigeon. You don't say what you want to fucking say when you work for the motherfucking public. That's like somebody building a house for me and they talk about my house as shit. Bitch, I'm not paying you to build this motherfucking house. It's somebody over there. It's millions of you, Jonathan. They crank them out every day. Don't get your ass motherfucking dismissed, my nigga. You come a dime a dozen. Niggas like you come a dime a motherfucking dozen, bro. Don't get it fucked up like they can't make another DaBaby. Because you acting like a little motherfucking baby. Probably because you wanted to release a motherfucking single or something and your fucking label told you no because Lil Nas X is killing shit. Now you ain't, you got your panties in a motherfucking bunch. Now something probably happened allegedly on the Rolling Loud stage. You probably want your dick sucked in a bat and the nigga said no. And so now you got a vendetta. That ain't the first time you felt like that, nigga. No longer we are going to be in the back room sucking dick no more. Okay? We not doing it no more. We stepped our pussies up. We making money. Long money. Ching chong, nigga. And that's all I have to say. Jonathan, don't get me wrong. You're a gorgeous, gorgeous dark-skinned motherfucker. And I know you got a long-ass dick. And I would fuck you. But with this rhetoric that you have displayed on the televisions and the world, you can't fuck me with a fucking ruler. Ow. Listen. And this is the type of niggas for you black bitches. Yeah, and I fucking said it. For you black bitches that's saying that, he didn't stand up, y'all didn't stand up for us, and then they stand up. Since y'all want to make it a us versus y'all, bitch, y'all fucking these niggas like Jonathan. That's why y'all mad. Bitch, I don't want your nigga. Your nigga don't even want you, bitch. And that's what this is another thing I'm going to say. First of all, let me say this. Black bitches, y'all need to stop acting like every gay person wants y'all motherfucking man. Yes, we got some messy queens out there, but let me tell you something. That is not the whole community. Bitch, if Shakita, Kalika, Shanika, Felicia, Octavia, Spencer don't want your motherfucking ass, don't bring your crusty, broke ass, homophobic ass, down low, gay ass, down the street, because I don't want your motherfucking ass. We got standards. We have place. We have identity. And no longer will we stay silent in the background. We are getting our just dues, whether you have them at hand or not. If you don't got my money, bitch, I'm following you to come get it. That's how we treat this motherfucking industry. Fuck what you heard. We are here, and that's the fuck it. Deal with it or get fucking dismissed and canceled. Bye, Jonathan.